From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. The latest unemployment figures confirm what you may have already sensed. Tens of thousands of Americans are losing their jobs. The jobless rate hit a five-year high in August, and there's an especially disturbing trend in the data. You see, the unemployment problem is not only getting deeper. It's getting wider. It's spreading to parts of the job market that were previously in good shape. NPR's Frank Langfitt explains.
Keith Stengel bought a sports bar on Florida's Gulf Coast last January. His website played this arena anthem, and the menu offered food like pepperoni pizza sandwiches. But Stengel was new to the business, and his timing was awful. The area's housing market was collapsing, and after 4 years of growth, the U.S. economy was beginning to shed jobs. Stengel first noticed the problems after Easter, when tourists began heading home.
An almost instantaneous drop-off with golfers. And when you're located on a golf course and everybody that golfs that course starts out in my parking lot and ends in my parking lot, that's a major part of your business.
Stengel says fewer local people had the disposable income for greens fees. His bar, Stoney's Sports Cafe, also relied on students from nearby Florida Gulf Coast University. But after a while, they stopped buying pricier imports.
The guys would come in and they would order Red Stripe, Killian's. They went from ordering those to Bud Draft, which was an amazing difference.
Stengel says one reason students pulled back is because they were struggling to find summer jobs. So, with business down 40%, he shut his doors last month and laid off his 20 or so employees. Economists say layoffs like these mark a turning point in the labor market. Until recently, losses were largely confined to specific sectors. For instance, the housing crisis demolished construction and mortgage finance jobs. But economist Nancy Kimmelman says what's happening now is different.
Instead of the job losses becoming narrower and being concentrated in a few industries, on the contrary, the job losses are becoming more widespread. And that is indicative of a more serious downturn in the economy than if it were simply construction and housing.
Take leisure and hospitality. Last year, the sector added nearly 350,000 jobs, according to the government. But since May, it's lost 20,000. One of the harder hit areas has been casinos. In Southern California, the Pechanga Resort and Casino announced it was laying off about 400 workers. John Husing is an economist in the region. He says the loss of the casino jobs is a side effect of the housing slump.
Household incomes are not keeping pace. Therefore, the discretionary money available to go entertain yourself in front of a slot machine or at a card table goes down. Therefore, the casinos see less volume and they begin to lay off.
Husing has spent decades watching the economies of Southern California's Riverside and San Bernardino counties. He says this is the area's worst job market he can remember.
I've been studying the economy for 44 years, and all of that time, we'd never had a job loss year over year. This year, we're down a little over 20,000 jobs, so it's unprecedented.
But nationally, things could be worse. Despite problems elsewhere, jobs in healthcare and education continue to grow. And overall, job losses aren't as deep as they've been in past downturns. So far this year, the nation lost an average of about 75,000 jobs a month. During a similar stretch in the 2001 recession, the monthly average was nearly 200,000. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.